تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق. Yesterday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commenced a discussion informing us and teaching us through a parable, through an example of the two groups of munafiqun that exist. Yesterday Allah described the first type of a munafiq, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to him as a person who ignites a fire, it enlightens everything around him, and all of a sudden that light is snatched away and is left in darkness. We explained that this is that person, or that munafiq, that hypocrite, who had a slight inclination towards Islam, but then he pretended to be a Muslim simply to gain worldly interests and to gain worldly achievements. So that slight inclination was like that light that lit up his life, but then when he gave up that light and when he sold that iman of his in exchange for disbelief, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again put him in the darkness in which he was. A second type of munafiq, Allah explains, let us first go through the parable, understand the example, and then see how it applies to the second type of a hypocrite. Allah says, أو كصيب, or the example of the munafiq is like a sayyib. Sayyib is the dark, heavy rain cloud that we see, right? That is known as sayyib. Just before it starts raining, a dark, grey rain cloud that comes over us. Allah says, or his example is like one who is covered by this dark cloud, minas sama, which covers the skies. Fihi, in this cloud, it carries, what does it carry? Zulumat, layers of darkness. Wa ra'd. Ra'd is thunder. And barq, lightning. So this cloud brings all this along with it. Layers of darkness, wa ra'dun, and thunder, wa barqun, and lightning. يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي أَذَانِهِمْ مِنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ. Now picture a person walking in that type of a weather. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَجْعَلُونَ, they place, أَصَابِعَهُمْ, أَصَابِعَ, your fingers, the plural of أُصْبُع, is أَصَابِعَ. So they place their fingers, فِي أَذَانِهِمْ, أَذَان, the plural of أُذُن, which means ears. They place their fingers in their ears. Why? مِنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ, because of the thunder clasp. You know, the bangs and the sound that is made by the thunder. It's loud, it's frightening, it's scary. So in order to protect themselves from this loud sounds, what do? Allah says that person, he places his fingers into his ears, مِنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ, because of the loud thunder clasps, حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ, out of fear of death. Because he fears death, that death will overtake him. So to block out that loud sound, he places his fingers into his ears. Now let us see how this applies to the munafiq. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is this cloud that comes over him, in which there is darkness, there is lightning, and there is thunder. So this explains the kufr, the disbelief in which he finds himself once again. يَجْعَلُونَ صَابِعَهُمْ فِي أَذَانِهِمْ مِنَ السَّوَائِقِ. What does it mean that he places his fingers into his ears? This munafiq, he is moving in this situation. He's always terrified, like that person moving in that type of a weather, uneasy, unsettled, terrified, like the person we spoke of yesterday. So he's always uneasy, and he's placing his fingers into his ears. Why? Out of the thunder clasps. What are the thunder clasps when it comes to the munafiq? It is the verses of the Quran that are revealed. Because these verses were revealed while the munafiq and the hypocrites were there in Madinatul Munawwara, and they knew it referred to themselves. In fact, the entire surah, Surah At-Tawbah, in detail describes the munafiqeen, the hypocrite, and the type of people they were. So these ayat that were being revealed were like loud thunderclasps that were shaking their hearts,
And they knew it was referring to themselves. So to block these verses out, and whenever these verses were recited, I mean, they would come and attend the salah. They would attend every salah. And these verses are recited in salah. Suratul Munafiqun was recited in salah. Allah says they could not take it. It was like the loud thunder clasps and the effect it had on that person moving in that type of a weather. So they would try their level best to block out these verses so that they could not hear them, because it would cause their hearts to tremor. Wallahu muhitum bil kafirin. Allah says, Allah is all encompassing as far as the disbelievers are concerned. They must understand Allah encompasses them from every aspect, from every angle. Never should they feel that they can get away and flee Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah continues to explain this example. Allah says, Yakadul barqu yakhtafu absarahum. The barq, what did we say is barq? The lightning. The lightning that flashes every now and again while he's walking in that weather and moving that weather is so powerful that it almost, yakadu, it almost snatches away his eyesight. That is how powerful it is. Kullama adaa lahum, whenever it brightens, whenever there is a lightning, and the lightning causes some brightness, adaa, it lightens up the path, mashaw fihi, they walk in that light. Right, because it's entirely dark, so they can't see in which direction they're heading. So every time the lightning flashes, there's some light, so they walk, they move, they can see what's ahead of them. وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ. But then when it becomes dark again and there's no lightning, قَامُوا, they stand still, they cannot move. What is this? This is that type of a munafiq, who at times, a second type of munafiq, there is a genuine wish to be a Muslim, not like the first one. Here there is a genuine wish. They know that Islam is haq, Islam is the truth. And every now and again that wish to be a Muslim, that genuine wish to be a Muslim prevails in the heart. So whenever that wish comes about in their heart to be a Muslim, that is like that lightning which lights up the path. So when that wish comes within them, they see it, they see Islam, they see the truth. It is like that lightning which lights up the path for them, so they can now ease, they feel comfortable, they can walk. But then once again, that wish leaves their heart, that genuine wish and desire to become a Muslim leaves the heart. Then what happens? Their heart again is engulfed with kufr. So then they stand still, they're terrified, they don't know what to do. So this is a parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to describe the second type of munafiq, who every now and again, the genuine wish to become a Muslim does enter his heart, but then once again it leaves his heart. Every time it enters his heart, it's like that lightning which lights up the path, so he feels comfortable, he can see what's happening, he can move forward. But when again that genuine wish to become Muslim leaves the heart, disbelief once again enters the heart, then it's like the darkness, there's no light, and you're in the terrifying weather. So Allah says, Qamu, they stand still, not able to move, because of the terrible state they find themselves in. Concluding the verses that describe the munafiqun, Allah says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, and if Allah wished, لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ, Allah could have snatched away the hearing. وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ, Allah could have snatched away their eyesight. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Indeed, Allah is powerful and is in control and is able over every affair of yours. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah.